South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got the University of Miami Health System. We call them U Health. We've got our health and wellness segment. We've just had 15 minutes with Dr. John Lewis, PhD. He's a physiologist over at U Health. And now we've got Tarek Maddox on. We've kept Dr. John with us. So, Tarek, I've got you and Dr. John. Let's get physical, guys.
Awesome.
All right. Now, Tarek, we've had Dr. John. He was talking about how we need to exercise at least 30 minutes a day. I know that, you and I exercise and stretch and train. How can I work in another 30 minutes a day into my routine? What would be a good 30 minutes, Tarek?
Well, Jim, on the days that you got, the days that you rest, you can add another day in and only go 30 minutes, slow pace, you know, maybe spend about 10 or 15 minutes doing some slow static stretching, walking, like we always do, and then you can go ahead and finish up with the next 15 minutes of, your vigorous activity that you like to do.
Now, Dr. John, you go around, you lecture, but you also work at U Health. What do you do on a typical day?
Most of my typical day involves running our clinical research here. We do lots of different studies in nutrition, dietary supplements, and exercise training. So our group is clinical research, and I'm managing lots of different studies that we have currently going every day. So,
wow, I'd love to get you together with my buddy, Dr. Victor Franks, PhD in naturopathic medicine, and tell me what you really think about the stuff the guy gives me. Now, Tarek, you like that, huh, Dr. John?
That sounds great. I love it.
I'm telling you, I'm going to use the heck out of you. Finally, now that you outed who you were.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, that's a deal. I'm writing that stuff down, too. Now, Tarek, you know, we eat and we try to stay regularly with good, solid nutrition in our workouts. What's a good ramp up? And you're on the spot because Dr. John's listening. What do you like to do before we work out? Because I know some days I don't eat at all, and then I try to just geek it up on sugar with Gatorade. That's not the right approach.
Definitely want to hydrate. You know, you can have a little Gatorade combined with water and a nice solid oatmeal, bowl of oatmeal, some fruits in there, and you should be good to go. You don't want to overeat, obviously, when you're training, and you're going to feel it in your stomach, but you got to have something on your stomach. I recommend you do not work out on an empty stomach.
Okay, and so we talked about having a nice breakfast. About how much time should I leave between eating and working out, Tarek?
Give yourself at least 30 to 45 minutes for it to start digesting, and then, you know, when you start working out, you can kind of still have that energy to get through your workout.
Okay. Now, Dr. John, we heard what Tarek talked about eating. What's your perspective on that?
I agree with him. I think you want to wait at least an hour or so after you've had a meal to really get into your workout, especially if you're doing something high intensity. I mean, if it's, you know, weight training or sprinting, something that's really intense, you definitely want to give yourself plenty of time. The last thing you want to do is get in there with too full of a stomach. If it's something lighter, maybe you're just having a light day of walking or, you know, some less intense work, then I think you maybe wouldn't be as concerned about it. But I definitely, personally, I don't like to train when my stomach's really full, so I usually like to at least wait, you know, 30 to 45 minutes as well.
Now, I'm right there with you. Tarek, we always do some good solid warm-ups and some good solid stretches. And then, Dr. John, we don't touch weights. We simply do a bunch of cardio. We use the heavy ball. I always forget what they call that. And I don't want to give too many of Tarek's secrets away. He'll do that when he meets with you direct. But, Tarek, you know, for people out there that don't work out a lot, how would you suggest that they get started with their New Year's resolution?
Got to get some sort of motivation going before. You know, you can do some... You know, sometimes it may take some hypnosis or something. I don't know, because some people just can't get off the couch. But you got to find a partner, find a friend, a cousin, a brother, or something to kind of help motivate you to get through the process. And just get started. You know, you just got to get started. There's too many excuses. We just got to get started. You can start with an easy walk around the block, pick up something to walk with, and then just work your way into a nice workout.
You know, that's what I've always liked to try to do. And Dr. John, you heard Tarek's approach, which is to ramp up slowly. We've only got a minute left, so I'm going to give each one of you guys just a one-minute bite at the apple. Dr. John, so it really is best to warm up slow and then kind of go at it, huh?
I totally agree, especially if you've got somebody who's been sedentary for 10, 20, 30 years. The last thing you want to do is jump into an intensity level that's too high, and then you end up being, if you're not incredibly sore, which you will be, you also are running a higher risk of injury. So the last thing a really sedentary person wants to do is jump into it too extremely. But definitely consistency and intensity, in my opinion, are the two keys to any kind of successful exercise program.
Now, Tarek, you get the last word. And before I forget, Dr. John, thanks for sticking with us for the double segment. I'm going to talk to the folks. We got to get you back.
My pleasure. I'd be happy to do it, Jim, anytime.
All right. And Tarek, you've got the last word. What's the last thought you want to leave folks with this week?
Hey, I got to stay motivated. It's 2014. It's time to ramp yourself up, get full of energy, and just be positive and get out there and get yourself in shape and get ready for a long life and be fit for life.
All right. Well, high five, Tarek. I'll see you Saturday. I'll warm up. I won't eat for an hour before we work out. And I want to thank Tarek Maddox, NFL trainer. You can follow him at Tarek Maddox on Twitter, or you can call him at 786-278-5584. I want to also thank Dr. John Lewis, PhD from UHealth, for sticking with us for doing a bunch of double segments.